The pigs of Ingenio. The population of Ingenio has always been extremely unpretentious and hardworking, practicing agriculture and livestock farming at almost subsistence level. It was very common for families to raise pigs, as everything but the hoof was used. Pig rearing ensured an annual stock of chorizo and morcilla, black pudding, as well as an extra protein intake during the slaughtering season, as meat consumption was not very common, at least not as it is now. In other words, it was only a supplement to economic activity, in principle, but the fame that Ingenio's pigs, chorizos and morcillas acquired enabled many people to make a living exclusively from pigs. However, these pig farmers did not only live on raising them for sale. People from other towns often came to Ingenio to find stud animals. They left their sows with the Ingenio pig farmers, who locked them up with the stud boars for a time, charging for this service according to the number of days they spent there. The fame of Ingenio's pigs spread to every part of Gran Canaria, so they began to be highly valued. For this reason, pig sellers set off from Ingenio with their donkeys loaded with piglets and travelled all over the island. Each pig seller had a specific assigned route, which was respected by the other sellers, so the inhabitants of the island knew perfectly well which pig keeper would pass through their town selling the famous pigs of Ingenio. The perspicacity of the people of Gran Canaria led the inhabitants of Ingenio to be known, forever, as pig sellers, in Spanish, cochineros. This bronze sculptural group called Piara Cochinera, herd of pigs, serves as a homage to all the pig farmers and pig sellers who made Ingenio the town of cochineros.